Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here at Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Guess where? CalBanyan.com. I want to invite you to come to CalBanyan.com because in the free videos area, I have this and many more free hypnosis training videos for you. They are all containing one or two nuggets that you can use the very next day in your hypnosis sessions or to prepare you for the hypnosis profession. Let's see here. Oh, what are we going to talk about today? Brenda came up with four great categories for us to talk about, or topics. And today's is the need for speed. That's right, we're going to talk about efficiency and effectiveness in doing some hypnotic inductions and overall sessions, how to get stuff done efficiently and effectively. Let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda, I'd love to tell you about Brenda. She's been a little while since she's been on a podcast. We've been doing Erica. But now let me tell you that Brenda is brilliant. She's enthusiastic. She really, really understands what the five-path process, the hypnotherapy process, seven-path self-hypnosis. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She has spoken at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, I don't know, one, two, three times now. And one of the things I value about her, besides just her being around and knowing what's going on and having an up demeanor, is that she helps whenever she can in our hypnosis certification courses, going around coaching people as you're doing your many hours of hypnosis practice. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thanks so much for having me back today. And before we get to our topic, I want to introduce everybody to you. So Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, hypnosis authority. He's been recognized by the National Guild of Hypnotists with almost every single award that they offer in recognition of hypnosis that works. Cal's written the books Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, along with Gerald Kine, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings. And truly, the work that Cal has done has just revolutionized the field of hypnosis, and I'm very pleased to be a part of that process. And as he said, he has over 470 videos right here available to you guys free every week on something, on building your practice, on hypnosis techniques. We've got a few kind of neat topics to be talking about over the next few weeks while I'm here. Cal, like I said, he's the trainer of one of the best in the profession. He's out seeing clients, teaching at the National Guild of Hypnotists, making public appearances, seeing clients, and leading and growing in this profession. And I'm very pleased and proud to be here with him today.
All right. Gosh, thank you very much, Brenda. Before we get rolling along with our agreed upon topics, I've got some special announcements. For you Five Pathers out there, you folks who are already certified in Five Path, members of the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals, I want to tell you, we just did a, you know that along with your membership, you become members of the fivepath.com website. And in there, we have a special members area where we have all kinds of support materials. I want to let you know that we just placed a new journal article in there. We have a new writer, and Marcella Hilferty. And normally we don't add late articles to the journal. The journal was published April 1st, but I thought this one was worthy of being entered, making you not wait until the summer edition. So we got a new journal article in there. There's three versions of the five-path induction for you there. There's the full form, the short form, and the group form. We just entered three new articles in a new section on how to video record your hypnosis sessions. That's something everybody's been wanting for a long time. We've got five Pather videos in there, special videos for you to watch for your ongoing training and support. And coming soon, we have some more scientific papers that support hypnosis. And then we've got some new seven path teacher support documents coming up, like a great big list of deltas and things like that. How do you feel about that, Brenda?
That is great, Cal. Actually, I'm excited to hear all of that news. I'm really pleased with the work that we do as Five Pathers as an organization, and trying to explain that as I was doing my introduction. It's been a couple months since I've been here, so I realized I was kind of fumbling over my words, but exactly that there's so much out there as Five Pathers that ongoing education specifically for our group, and I'm excited to hear Marcella and is writing for us as well, so I'll be looking forward to reading her article. Thank you.
You know, one of our big challenges is, I truly believe, understand, and know that there is no better way to become a hypnosis professional than by becoming a Five Pather. So, because I know all the different organizations, I know what they offer. When you're a Five Pather, you get all the benefits of the National Guild of Hypnotists, plus the special added benefits of being a Five Path member. And so, I don't want to go on and on and on about this, but it's hard for me to say what needs to be said to get the word out there that it's a no-brainer. If you are in this profession already, you're not performing the way you want, your profession is not built the way you want, it's time to step up, you know, take that week of power or get that Five Path DVD set, become a Five Pather, or if you're thinking about coming into the profession, it's a no-brainer. This is the best way to go. All right, I want to do one more thing. I want to remind everybody that the new Five Path induction is there for everyone, not just the Five Pathers. You can go to fivepathinduction.com, and on there I have instructions on how to do it, information, background, so that the whole world, every hypnosis professional that wants to be efficient and effective, can now use the Five Path induction. All right. Shall we get on with today's topic?
Sounds like a great plan. So actually, Cal, I want to thank you for the Five Path induction and an episode that you did recently with Erica. And it actually brought up a few things that I wanted to talk about today. And I called today's episode, Five Pathers Have a Need for Speed, kind of talking about rapid inductions and rapid results. And like I said, this episode idea came to me combination of watching you do the episode with Erica where you release the Five Path induction, but even actually as I recently attended Five Path Advanced training, and talking to you even in the break room around here, I'll kind of say, you know, I had a great session today, and we'll kind of get back to you and how quickly you got them into hypnosis. And so really what I wanted to talk about today was this idea of how much time it takes to get our clients into these deep state of hypnosis, and even how much time it takes to get quality results. I definitely get that is a theme for you. It's something that's very important. And so I wanted to talk about that. So getting us started today, Cal, why is that so important to you that we have rapid inductions, rapid deep levels of hypnosis, and rapid results?
Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. I'm only got my sleeves here getting ready for a big episode. Let me tell you what. It's good for your client, it's good for you, and it's good for the profession. If I average 20 sessions per client, I truly believe I would not be as successful as if I averaged 10 or 6. Or 5. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Ethically, it's the right thing to do. You should be as efficient as you can for your client's sake. It keeps their costs down. And as a side effect of that, it's good for you because they're going to tell people that they went and saw you. And the other person is now thinking, well, maybe I'll go see Cal or I'll go see Brenda. And they're going to ask the two questions, how much and how many sessions. And for the person who's thinking about coming to seeing you, it's always for them, from their mind, a gamble. And the greater the number of sessions and the greater the number of sessions and the greater the cost overall, the greater the gamble for that other person from their perspective. So when I can be fast, effective, then that makes when my clients are successful and they talk to other people, then that lowers their risk, and so I get more clients. So that's from an ethics and business point of view that I always want to do that. Another reason is when you're seeing clients, believe me, doing a big old long induction will drive you nuts. It's taking a long time to deep hypnosis is going to drive you nuts. Once you really become professional at what we're doing, the induction is the tip of the iceberg. It's just the doorway you walk through so that you can get down to business. What do you think about that, Brenda?
Such an excellent point, Cal. That is definitely a good thing. But here's the thing. So my next part of my question, I know that our 5-path induction, pretty quick, couple of minutes, maybe 3, including the deepeners. And then there's the 8-word induction, Cal. Even faster than the 5-path induction. So what is the value in having rapid, but even more rapid?
Well, let's see here. Most of my sessions are 8-word induction because people don't come to see you to be hypnotized. Hypnosis is just a tool or a method to get them what they want. And so I want to get them into the business of doing the hypnotic techniques like age regression, forgiveness work, parts work, this kind of thing, so I can get them what they want. So, I mean, to me, it's just very important that I don't spend 5, 10, 15 minutes just getting them into hypnosis. Plus, one of my Banyanisms, things I say over and over in class, is that all things being equal, the shorter the induction, the more reliable it is. And if for no other reason, the shorter the induction, there's less time for something to go wrong, for, you know, that trash pickup truck to go by, or, you know, for them to start thinking about what they're doing on the weekend. Bam! Get them into hypnosis, get them into that heightened state of suggestibility, get them into that trance-like focused state, and then, you know, that other stuff just becomes very light noise in the background, and you can get into what you're doing. So, I am not pro taking longer than about 4 minutes to get someone into somnambulism. And by the way, these inductions are not just hypnotic inductions. They're inductions that are designed to take someone in deep hypnosis. The 8-word induction, 4 seconds. The old Elman-Banyan induction, 3 to 4 minutes. And the new 5-path induction, 2 to 3 minutes. And let's get through that doorway and get into the part where we can start helping our clients. Simply hypnotizing someone does nothing. It's the doorway so that you can begin the important work of using the specialized hypnotic techniques that we have available to us. Am I answering your question?
You are answering my questions better than I could have even thought, Cal. I always appreciate that. And I do actually, I like that part when you said the shorter the induction, the less, you know, opportunity for something to go wrong. And it is so true. You know, clients will come in and say to me all the time, I don't know if I can slow down long enough, Brenda, for you to even hypnotize me. And I'll say, oh, don't worry about it. You know, actually, our work is actually pretty exciting. So don't worry, we've got great stuff to do. And people always end up being very pleased with the work that we do.
So, I got a question for you, Brenda.
Yeah.
So when we do the time tunneling technique as a hypnotic induction, how long does it take to hypnotize them?
Well, then it's, if you're literally time tunneling, then it's instantaneous, right?
And that's right.
Just close your eyes.
0 seconds. As soon as, you know, they start talking to you, and as soon as they respond to the suggestion of going into that tunnel, bam, in order to do that, they must be in somnambulism, and if not at the beginning of the tunnel, by the time they get to the end of the tunnel, they are in somnambulism. So it is somewhere between a few seconds and instantaneous, right? So, I mean, we just got to get over this as a profession that doing the induction is a big deal. You know, back in the day when we were doing these progressive relaxation inductions and other kinds of, you know, stare at the spot on the wall or the swinging watch or the candle, you know, inductions were a pretty big deal because, you know, they weren't that reliable. And it was believed in the profession that only somewhere between 10 and 20% of people can reach deep hypnosis. But now we know that when the client is properly prepared with a great pre-talk, then, and they're motivated to change, then we can take any compliant client into deep hypnosis instantaneously, quickest, and 3 or 4 minutes at the longest. Good. And yet, is that it?
I have a couple of more points, Cal, because every once in a while I will read in the National Guild of Hypnotists journal or variety of other sources, and there are concerns about using rapid inductions, using instant inductions. So not everybody agrees with this philosophy, and so I wanted to kind of approach that so that we can, you know, feel confident as five pathers or people who do use rapid inductions or instant inductions. So what do you think about that, Cal? Where's the threat or the concern?
Well, one of the great things about the National Guild of Hypnotists is that this is an organization that brings these varying points of view together. So like if you should be a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, you should get their journal of hypnotism and also the hypnogram, and you can experience these different points of view, and then you decide. Certainly, you know, when in doubt, go with the fastest, most effective techniques. Brenda, in your mind, what kinds of arguments are people making against fast inductions?
It's often referred to as, especially because, you know, it's used a lot in stage hypnosis, or you know, when we're at convention, making sure that people aren't doing you know, examples out in the hallway, scaring the hotel staff or things like that. So that's more where I see it. But like I said, just every once in a while, I'll read in the journal, and I'll kind of think, well, but that's what I do, and it works really well. It's really great. So that's why I said I just kind of wanted to ask what you thought about that.
I do not know what's in the hearts of those people, but I think that some of that comes from training, and I think some of that training comes from ignorance and fear. And because that is in my sessions, and you know, we've got five pathers around the world that use the 8-word induction. By the way, you can go to 8wordinduction.com, and it's all explained there for you. I also have episodes here on calbanion.com. By the way, you folks watching this, I'll get back to your question in just a second. Did you know, you know, we talk about there's over 400 podcasts here, or videos. You can get instant access to all of our videos by becoming a VIP member. If you're on calbanion.com, on this page somewhere, I know right now it's down there, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it might be somewhere else, but it says become a VIP member. You click on that, give me your email address, I'm going to send you a link to a page that has all of the videos listed by title, and you click on the title and the video comes up. So it's one of the greatest things you can do. Also, when you do that, I will send you an announcement every time we do a new video. So I mean, it's a no-brainer. Become a VIP member. Now, if for some reason you're watching this somewhere else besides calbanion.com, you can also accomplish this by sending a blank email to videos@calbanion.com. Just a blank email to videos@calbanion.com, and it will accomplish the same thing. We will send you a link to that page. It has all the titles, and you can have instant access to all those videos. Okay, where did we leave off, Brenda?
I think we covered that part, the controversial part. So I think as we're kind of finishing up, we talked about Five Path especially, but hypnosis in general really being about achieving rapid results. And I think that is one of the things that I really love about hypnosis is that it cuts right to the chase. It's so many times I've had, even from my own experience, but also with clients where they've said, wow, one session that was, you know, it took me years to work through that particular issue, and here we nailed it. And but sometimes talk therapists or other modalities can have concerns about, are we doing things too fast? Are we getting results? Are we taking people too quickly through the issue? So what do you think about that, Cal?
I remember when I was being trained as a talk therapist, I remember that I was being trained to spend somewhere between 4 and 6 sessions just getting a history and getting to know and developing a treatment plan for my clients. Now in that same period of time, I can be done or almost done with a lifelong issue with a client. So I don't think there's ever too fast. Now look at this. It's not like, you know, bam, 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 goodbye. You know, if I've got someone that I think could use ongoing support, for example, let's say I've got someone that's got to lose 200 pounds. I'm not going to do 5 or 6 sessions, over 5 or 6 weeks and then say, sayonara. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to recognize that this person could use some support, because a part of 5-PATH is when you get done with those 5 phases as needed, then you can continue to do direct suggestion and age progression and self-hypnosis work with someone over the weeks, months, as the client needs. But we always want to do as little bit as possible and still bring about success. Does that make sense to you, Brenda?
It does. That's great. Thank you. And I think, you know, I always like to think about, you know, when we look at rapid results and really making change in people's lives, they're going to go as far as they're really able to go in making the change in the amount of, you know, in the amount of sessions or the type of work that we do. So I think there's a little bit of a fail-safe in terms of our own inner protective parts. However, I also really think that, you know, as we dig in with our clients, that's really what they want. We have a fast-paced society. And when we're ready to let go of our baggage, we're ready to let go. And that's definitely what I see with my clients, and really powerful process. I'm really pleased. You know, like I said, I used to work in crisis, and I would see people kind of like you. We'd go through quite a few sessions and we weren't really getting progress, where with this, I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing rapid progress. And I think the other part is, as we finish up, is really realizing we're going to talk about in another episode, but by clients seeing their progress and experiencing their progress quickly, that gives them the hope, that gives them the faith to be able to move forward, to go all the way to achieving their goals. So is that a good place to wrap up for today, Cal?
I'm feeling pretty wrapped up. How about you?
All right, I am.
All right, wrap it up.
All right, so I am Brenda Titus, and I can be found on Facebook at Healing Path Hypnosis. Can also be reached at Brenda at OC Hypnotherapy, or I'm also on our Hypnospace, of course, as Brenda Titus, and I look forward to seeing you all next time.
Awesome. Hey, you guys, want to see me in class? I want you to go to, here on calbanion.com, we have the complete schedule. But let me tell you that for those who are watching this in normal time, in July 11th through the 22nd, we have our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-PATH and 7-PATH Self-Hypnosis. Also in October, from the 3rd through the 14th, and of course, in both those cases, the weekend is off. So it'd be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then off Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Our classes are usually available online as well. If you've got a good internet connection, we're going to check it out. And if you qualify, guess what? You can have the best seat in the classroom from your home or office. It's just a great way to go. All right, I think that's enough for now. I'm Cal Banion, seeing class, over and out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.